That's right. This is Morning Crossfire. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Today, let's talk markets in Lagos State. And I'd like you to tell me, who really is in charge of markets in Lagos? What's the politics behind market administration in Lagos State? Who runs the market? Who is a really and truly, who should be in charge and who really is in charge? Last week, the Oyinbo Ultra Modern Market, Ebute Metta Lagos, was in the news over the shutdown and protest by market traders. The traders were protesting under the aegis of Oyinbo market traders, and they displayed placards which had different inscriptions. We hear some of the inscriptions include Folashade Tinubu Ojo, Ahmed Tinubu's daughter, leave Oyinbo market alone, mainland local government hear our cry. Others include Bola Ahmed, please save us from your daughter. And others include, please, Folashade, release us from your enslavement. What is going on? What's happening here? Now, remember, according to reports, the market was shut under the instruction of the Iyaloja General of Nigeria, Mrs. Folashade Tinubu Ojo, who allegedly demanded the sum of 5 million naira before reopening it. Before the closure, Folashade said, in contrary to rumors that she has sought 5 million from the market, that actually the market was shut over non-compliance with environmental laws. I'm going to quote one of the reports we have from her, which is where she says, I visited the market on Thursday, that's the 11th of November, and instructed them not to open the market the next day, and that they should also move their goods out of the market with the promise that I will be there on Friday to ensure proper sanitation. I was there, as said, on Friday and ordered the traders to pack their stuff out of the market while it was probably cleaned on Friday and Thursday. I sent alligators to check on Tuesday last week if thorough sanitation had been done as instructed. There was an interview with the Vanguard where the Iyaloja General said, I quote, that market used to be a reference point and the government invested a huge sum of money to transform it, but the present state of the market is in a sorry state. Before the closure, according to her, series of assessments were done and efforts to get the traders to neaten up the environment were unsuccessful. There is a mainland local government chairman, Honorable Omolola Essien. According to the Iyaloja General, this chairman had earlier called her to close down the market because it was extremely dirty. She says also that the Ministry of Environment had also done this earlier in the year for the same reason before it was reopened. Again, she insists that the governor also, Babajide Sanwo-Olu, had visited the market and thereafter sent a letter to that effect, and traders were given time to do the needful. Also, officials from Lasura had visited the market and again called attention to the terrible state of that market. Now, according to traders, the complex was closed the previous week, that's Friday, November 12th, on the instruction of the president of the Association of Commodity Market Men and Women of Nigeria, Folashade Tinubu Ojo, over an alleged display of wares in an untidy environment. This led to protest. Traders at the Oyinbo Ultra Modern Market, Ebute Metta, who deal in highly perishable wares such as foodstuff, vegetables, meat, fish, fruit, were previously complaining, saying that the closure had left them in huge losses. According to the chairman of the Oyinbo Foodstuff Market Association, Victor Ochukwuogo, I quote, in all, about 16 million naira worth of goods were lost to the closure. Well, Mr. Victor joins me on the show. He's over the line. Good morning. Thanks for joining the Morning Crossfire. Mr. Victor, can you hear me? Hello, are you there? Can you hear me? Okay, apparently he can't. So, guys, if you can get him back on the line, that will be very good. I'm just going to drop the call. Apparently he cannot hear me. You can bring him back. Oh, okay. Mr. Victor, can you hear me? Hello? Okay, I don't think that he can. So please get him back on the line so that he can join the conversation. Now, some background to this conversation. Oyinbo was established in the 1920s. It's an old market. And also, markets in Lagos, according to data provided by the Lagos State Waste Management Authority on Lagos State Market, as at 2016, there are 425 markets in Lagos. Okay. Also in 2016, a research was carried out on Oyigbo Market by Federation of Informal Workers Organization of Nigeria. And this is what they said. The market was demolished in 1991. I'm trying to give you a history, by the Lagos Island local government under Engineer Suleiman Larinde. In 2007, Governor Babatunde Fashola awarded the construction of the market to another company. Was later re-awarded in 2009. It was completed 6 weeks later. Let's look at other things. The market is a big one. The new market complex includes an industrial borehole, water treatment plant, fire protection, air cooling system, cold room, refuse chute, sewage plant treatment, ground and overhead water tanks, and so on and so forth. Now, the market was closed for so long, and market people were complaining about the loss of their goods. Now, if you're a market person, it's a good time for you to call while we get Mr. Victor back on the line. It's a good time for you to call and tell me your experience. Are you a market person? Who runs your market here in Lagos? Oops, sorry about that. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, you have a line, and that's 01465-7190. You can also join on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming live. Good morning.
Hello,
good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, welcome. What's your name?
My name is Kenneth.
All right. Are you a market person?
Yes, of course I am.
Okay, which of the markets?
A local market here in Ketu.
Ketu, all right.
Yeah.
Who runs your market?
Yeah, to the best of my knowledge, I think I have been in this market for 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can authoritatively tell you that is Ealoja and Babaloja, they are the one running the market. So I wouldn't know the politics behind market in Lagos. But talking specifically for local markets here, I can tell you that what the market people are facing here is nothing to write home about. Hello, are you with
me? Yes, I can hear you. When you say it's nothing to write home about, what do you mean?
We are just like slave to them.
To who specifically? What are their names?
To Ealoja and Babaloja in this market.
In your Ketu market?
Yes.
How? Do they tax you?
They stalk us. They embarrass us. They do all sorts of things. Okay, to cut the long story short, an average market man or woman in this market pay between 100,000 and 200,000 every year.
For what?
The short rent and other things.
For what?
If Yaloja want to do bad day, they come and test us. Uh-huh. If Yaloja is not feeling fine, they come and test us. Anytime we are just like a cash cow, like the ATM machine.
Wow.
They do us. In fact, we are just like slaves to them, and nobody can talk.
Okay.
That's just the sorry state of the whole
please,
thing.
Please help me before you go. This Ealoja and Babaloja, who appointed them or did you elect them? Do they have a tenure? How does it run?
That's what I said, that I don't know the politics behind that. I don't know who appointed them, whether it's the council or the state government. I wouldn't know that.
Huh.
So, but what we face in the hand is so, it's nothing to write them about. They're just like a cash cow to them. So I wouldn't know whether what is obtainable here is sent in other local markets here, but I can tell you authoritatively that what is happening in Ketu or the market is terrible.
Thank you very much for sharing. That's why I'm here. I want to talk to the market people today. Well, I have my guest joining me on the line right now. Mr. Victor Ochukwuogo is a chairman of Oyigbo Foodstuff Market Association. I hope you can hear me now. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
All right. Good morning.
Yeah, so I've given a prelude to the event that happened in Oyigbo. So I want to hear from you precisely, why was the Oyigbo market shut down?
Okay. Yeah, welcome. Thank you. My name is Victor, the chairman of Oyigbo Foodstuff Association. I think that matter, I think it's like it's an old story now because our market has been open and where the normal activity has resumed. We had a little issue with the Lord General that came in and complaining that the market is dirty, and which we tried to resolve it with her. But finally, we were able to resolve, and the market was open on Friday by His Excellency, the Governor of the state.
Yeah, you've not told me why the market was shut. She said the market was dirty. Was the market dirty? Do you think the market was dirty?
Well, Oyinbo market is an ancient market, and it's a place, a food where we have perishable food items.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place where food items is being sold. So there's every tendency that there will be one or two areas that is not good, but then we have tidied the market up. That's just the reason.
Hmm. One of my callers who has just dropped, my lines are buzzing, people want to join the conversation, insists that in markets across Lagos, and I want to ask if this is the same in your market at Oyinbo, that the leaders of the market extort the traders, that's the chairman, the Yaloja, of those primary markets. They collect monies from traders. Do you do the same in Oyinbo market? Do you task your the traders at the market? Are there monies they pay?
Yeah. We have leaders in the market that collect money for cleaning. And also in the low market in Lagos that is free. Okay? Well, there's no market in Lagos that is free without tax.
Okay, so what they pay money for cleaning. How much is this? How often do they get to pay this money?
Yeah, we pay money for cleaning, for waste management, like the Loma money.
Mm-hmm.
We collect money for Loma money and also the cleaning, which is about 100 naira per day for cleaning and Loma.
100 naira per day per person, let me see, by seven. So if they pay these monies, why then is the market still dirty when there's money to clean it up? Why? How does it end up getting dirty?
Yeah, that's what I told you, that Oyinbo will sell perishable items.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody can come in and maybe at a point, maybe when the whole thing were not cleaned, so you can come in and say, this place is dirty. But then we do everyday cleaning in the market. Do everyday cleaning.
Now,
where you run daily activities, there's every tendency that there may be one or two areas, like I said, that is not well cleaned. Not that we don't clean.
So why did it take 2 weeks to reopen the market if the cleaning is being done on a continual basis? Why was the market then shut for 2 weeks if the cleaning happened?
Why what?
Why was the market shut for so long if the cleaning was then done as quickly as I say it was?
Yeah, that is why I told you that there is that matter has been settled internally between the local government and the Yaloja General.
Yeah, I hear that it has been settled, but people want to know what kind of settlement it was. I mean, that's a public situation. So what exactly was the situation here? What needed to be resolved?
What did what?
What was the matter that needed to be resolved? Is a public, the public wants to know.
Okay. What led to that was the traders in the market. We all annoyed that we have done the cleaning and the market is still short, and that led to protest. And we did that protest on Wednesday, and on Thursday, the market authorities, the local government, and they had a meeting and they opened it and officially opened the market back, and the traders on Friday.
Some of the placards that were that we saw displayed during the protest last week, it was quite a passionate protest by these traders who claim to have lost a lot of money. Some of these placards had writings which include Folashade, Tinubu Ojo, leave Oyinbo market alone, mainland local government hear our cry, we have children and we have house rent to pay, we refuse to be miscreants. Bola Ahmed, save us from your daughter. What did you guys mean by these inscriptions?
Well, you know, an hungry man is an angry man. You cannot just keep somebody away from the place of feeding for 2 weeks. You know what it is. So those descriptions are just a way of showing the government that we are not happy and we are being maltreated. The market is dirty, and we have done the cleaning, that the market ought to be open for us. And immediately, our leaders intervened, and the market was open.
So those were simply words written out of anger. You didn't mean what you wrote on them?
Yes.
All right. There were also allegations that the Yaloja General, Mrs. Folashade Tinubu Ojo, asked the market people to pay 5 million naira before the market will be open. Did she really ask for that money?
No. That's why I said that our leaders has actually intervened and those areas have been settled.
No. That wasn't what I asked.
On our side.
No, I was asking if she requested that money initially. You could have settled it later, but were you asked to pay 5 million naira?
Yeah, we are asked to pay 5, and our leader intervened. And the matter was settled.
Okay, if that money was meant to be a fine.
Yes, it was meant to be a fine.
Okay. I'm due for a break shortly, but one more question before I let you off. Hey, you're in a very noisy place, as expected. What did it cost you? 2 weeks of closure of the market. What did it cost the traders in that market?
Well, that is why I say a hungry man is an angry man.
Mm.
A lot of us who depend on this market had losses, and some who had money from Lapo and all that, little 30-30 traders. So, but we are tidying up our home. At least the joy of it is that our market has been open and the normal activities have started.
Okay. I'm due for a break shortly. I'm trying to run and manage my time. I know you need to go back to the market. But
you
one more.
To do what?
I need to go on a break right now. I want you to hold on the line for me if you're able to do that until I come back. All right. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. I have a break coming up. Just wait here. I'll be with you shortly and then I'll be able to take your calls and messages. Who is in charge of Lagos markets? That's a conversation today. What market are you in and how is it run? Okay, I'd really love to hear from you. I might take less than 60 seconds for each person, or depending on how well the flow goes. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. This is a Morning Crossfire. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back, market people. Come closer. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and this is a Morning Crossfire. What is the state of your market? Oyinbo market was closed for 2 weeks. A lot of intrigues going on there. Who runs your market? How is it run? You call me up and tell me. My lines are on fire. All right, Facebook and YouTube, we're live. Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, yes, welcome. What's your name?
Joy.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, so my personal opinion.
Okay.
The man you brought in, the guest speaker, he sounds like someone that was being warned to mindful of what he says on this show you invited him to. He's been incommunicated with the truth. I don't understand what he meant by the description that people wrote is because they are angry. That's why they wrote that they don't mean it. Well, I want to believe that this man is actually not the right person. I think the women or the people who are actually selling, and maybe you after his own, maybe you invite those ones. I think they will be more truthful with what actually happened, because I know the Tinubu's daughter, she's high and placed, and let Oyinbo people or the market not come and bring problem to his presidential and whatever he has in mind. So I think that's why they have told this man he should be careful or whatever he's coming to discuss with you there.
Thank you very much, Joy. Well, Oyinbo market women can call in. The phone lines are yours for the next minute, few minutes. Hello.
Hello, Oyinbo. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, this is Alex. First of all, I stand with everything that the last caller just said, so I'm not going to repeat. But what I want to say now is this. You see, everything that this gentleman just described is what you call state capture. That means there is a state, there's an agency of the state that is rightfully charged with the responsibility to do all those things. But typical with especially the Lagos state government, somehow they will weaken the state. You and I keep talking about the need to strengthen our institutions, strengthen our institutions. This is how you weaken institutions. You snatch the power of the institutions and hand it over to individuals. This is what you call state capture. There is no place in our democracy that makes room for certain Yaloja, EIDs and that. It is the local government that takes care of the markets. And that's why it works in Ghana and every other part of the world, except this country.
Well, thank you very much. Let me speak with Obinna Okereke, who's on the line on Skype. Hello, Obinna.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tel Aviv.
Okay, Tel Aviv, welcome.
Okay. Wemimo, I was once in the market, so I understand the politics of markets. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah. So the man you called was just being truthful by half, because it's like just like the first caller told you, it's like someone or some people have told him you must be careful of what you say there, you know, because this is not the picture of what we got initially. This is not the picture of what we got initially. The market, the real people you should interview are the market women there, the people selling. This is a leader and he has a political post, or he's trying to protect his position. So that's it.
Yeah, thank you. Well, he was supposed to speak on their behalf. I mean, he's their chairman. His stall was also locked, right? So he's, I mean, right? All right. So if you're a market person, you have the phone lines, call me and tell me if there's something different that I need to hear. Good morning, hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah, sister, Wemimo, good morning.
Morning, sir. What's your name?
My name is Okode Chukwuma.
Okay. All right.
I'm the one that used to send you a message for your Facebook with Okode there. I can't remember.
I have so many messages.
The
I don't.
I want that they have not. They
I
have
don't
not
know. There are so many. There are tens of them. So I really can't remember which one it is. All right. Do you want to join the show?
I was the one that used to send you a message.
Do you want to contribute to the show?
Ma?
Are you contributing to my show or what?
No, I just want to complain about the money that they have not paid.
If you won, you would have been contacted. Everybody who sent me a message, every message I could get, I forwarded everything, at least to as much as I could. So I've tried. If you truly won, sincerely, no. Don't call me on radio to talk about that. You can talk on social media, okay? Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Miss.
Can you speak into your phone so I can hear you?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, sir. What's your name?
My name is Godwin.
Godwin, you sound faint. Can you speak into your phone, please?
Yeah, my name.
This one is even worse.
Hello?
This is better. Go ahead, please.
Is it better?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. It's just like when you bring Lai Mohammed now to come and tell what the ordinary man is feeling in this country, what do we expect him to say? The man that you brought in or you are speaking with, he's very, very economical with his truth. And it appears he has his share in whatever that is being given. And that is why we cannot get the right statement. So you go down, ordinary people, I think if that will come out.
Okay. Let's wait for the ordinary people to. There's nobody who's ordinary. But let's see if we can get him back on the line. Girls, please let me put him back on the line. He went off because that was quite a long break. You know, market is opening, so I can understand. But if we can get him on the line to call again, why not? If you're a market person at Oyinbo, I mean, feel free to call the show and tell us if there's something else we need to know. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, good morning, Mumo.
Yes, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Daniel. I'm calling from Alaba International.
All right. Please go ahead.
In Alaba here, will have the 21st session. And we'll be governed by chairmen.
Okay.
We are not being governed by Yaloja and the Papa Loja, so we don't know what the Papa Loja and Mama Loja is all about.
Mm.
All we need to do is we will pay our due in the local government, pay the Loma, pay our security levy, pay for light, pay for security as well. So there's not that too much money we are paying here. Pay for Yaloja and all these people who don't know them. So we know our chairman. And that's our chair ladies. That's what we used to govern here.
Do you vote to elect your chairman?
Hello?
How do you elect your chairman? Do you vote for them?
We vote for them. We have every 4 years, we go to election.
Okay.
We conduct election. So
okay.
If anyone won, then he become our chairman.
Ah, that sounds very good. Ahmed is calling me from Lagos Island. Hello, Ahmed.
Yes, this is Ahmed.
Welcome, Ahmed. Good morning.
Thank you. I'm very happy to speak with you.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm a market person.
Okay.
And then I think I'm in a better position to contribute to this topic.
Okay. Which of the markets do you work in?
I wouldn't want to mention.
Okay. That's all right.
Because they will come for me.
Why would they come for you?
Yeah. You know this country now. We, you know, stand by you.
Hmm.
We face
all right.
It all alone. And I have my own family to cater for.
Hmm. I hear you.
That is it. I'm willing to mention the name of the market from where I'm calling from, but I will not do that because I know they will come for me.
That's all right. That's all right. Yeah. So what do you hear about this matter? Hello?
Oh my God. Concerning the matter,
yes.
Let me quickly say my contribution.
Yeah, please go
I'm
ahead.
Running out of airtime. Here, we pay for Loma for about 2 weeks in succession now. We have not seen the normal people. And I find the way to trash my, trash by myself. And what do you expect me to do? They are not coming, and I have to, do what I have to do to take away the debt.
But you continue to pay. You still continue to pay for waste management.
You have to pay. If you don't pay, they will lock your shop.
So have you challenged your chairman or Yaloja or whoever about the money you're paying and you can't see anybody picking up your waste?
I dare not do that. If
Why?
I do that, they will lock my shop.
Uh-uh. Sounds like an autocratic system to me. Christopher is here from VR. Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, Action Lady. Good morning.
Welcome, sir.
The question you ask, who appointed your lodger general?
Mm.
Who's supposed to run markets? Is it not local government?
It should be.
You hear the guy that called from Alaba, right? They do their own election every 4 years.
Mm.
The computer guys, they tried this your lodger something. It didn't work. Those guys went to court.
Yes, they
but
did.
But this Onyibo owned. That man you speak with, you are trying to get back. The man, the way I look at that man, he don't want to butcher crocodile in the public. And he's not doing those their members any good. You are representing people. You can't speak out. You've given them the opportunity now to say their mind. Then you are dodging certain questions. Who appoints this woman as the Yanoja General? You are giving soft landing due to politics. Well, you played your own role, so it's left for them.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you very much. I mean, there's no other way to put it. We've done our bit. If you say you didn't mean it, then you didn't mean it, right? I will reach out to the Yaloja General herself. I know that she takes a call once in a while. I would call her today and see if I can get her in tomorrow. I also tried to get their local government chairman because I wanted him to also be here to tell us what's going on. What's your role? What are you then doing? Are you just collecting levies and taxes? I mean, local government markets are directly under the purview of the local government. And if the local government has no say in when the market is locked or open, isn't there a problem? Right? Good morning. Hello. Put it off. Is it off?
Hello?
Yes, good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Sulaiman Amzat.
All right, please go on.
I'm a market person.
All right, in which of the markets, please?
Yeah, I sell tires at Yanowa, Lagos Island.
What?
I say Tayas at, you know, Lagos Island.
Lagos Island, okay. All right. Please go ahead.
See, this, although in our home market, there's nothing like Babalorja or Yelorjas. We have chairman and voted for them every 4 years.
Okay.
But there are some markets within around us. They are Babalorja and Yelorjas. And we don't know how they come into power. They extort money. I can mention some markets. There's one market at Adinga Lady Road, this Miliura. By 6 o'clock in the evening, if you are coming in at 6 o'clock, you pay money, you pay gate fee money. If you are going out after 6 o'clock in the evening, you pay gate fee money.
Who is paying the gate fee?
Come in, 5 o'clock in the morning, you pay money. Where is this money going? There's no accountability.
But in your own market, does this happen in your own market? Is there accountability?
Yes, there is accountability. Because our own officers have been elected by two elections every 4 years.
Mm.
But many markets operating under this Yelorja and Babalorja, they are in a slavery world.
I can imagine that. Good morning to you. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome, ma'am. What's your name?
Yes. My name is Mrs. Ogurugbe.
Okay.
Yes. You see, that position of the Yelorja is inheritance. Because when the first Yelorja died, it was a battle before they installed her as the Yelorja. Secondly, when you go to market, you buy a head of plant, you have to pay 100 naira. You see boys up and down, cutting tickets. You dare not challenge anybody there. When you see this Yelorja coming to any market, my sister, they can close the road for her. See women, they will be running up and down. The question you ask who appoint Yelorja is a very good question. If it can continue like this, then there is a solution. The market women will be happy. Even the buyers, the customers, all of us will be happy. Thank you for this, your program.
Thank you very much, ma'am. We'll keep asking that question until I find an answer. This morning, I haven't found the answer. No, I haven't. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name, sir?
Hello.
I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Abdul.
Abdul, thanks for calling me.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I said the position of Yelorja is a cultural thing. In Yoruba land, the king appoints Yelorja. In every Yoruba city in Yoruba land, they have Yelorja. Though the system has been corrupted, normally the Yelorja and the local government supposed to be working hand in hand. The Yelorja is supposed to represent the trader in the local government to pass their messages to the local government chairman. This is what we want. This is development we want in the market. But it's a cultural thing. The king appoints Yelorja. So if the corruption part of it is different, but it's a cultural thing, Yoruba land, that you have Yelorja, you have Babalorja.
I hear you. Now, this cultural thing picture is trying to paint, this is how it goes. So there is the Oba who has chiefs. And I know that one of the chieftaincy titles is the Yelorja. You have the Otun, the Osi, Shikpa, and so, and then there's the Yelorja under the traditional system. But now, constitutionally, even the office of the Oba is under the local government. So the Yelorja cannot directly report to the local government chairman. In order, it should be her reporting to the Oba, who then reports to the chairman, who then takes a decision. Not that she takes a decision and then, you know, the roles are, it's all muddled up. The constitution makes it clear, but apparently there is it's interwoven with culture, and we've not been able to untie these issues. And if we don't untie these matters, then we keep going round and round in circles. Gosh, you have to see my phone lines, it's on fire. But my time is up. How about we do this again tomorrow, guys? How about we do this again tomorrow? Let me see if I can drag in a local government chairman, any of the local governments, to come on the show tomorrow. Let's do it again tomorrow. The phone lines are on fire. After the news at 9, we're going straight to Table Talk, and I want to talk to women who have lost any child. Okay, I'm giving you the microphone today. If you've lost any child, Table Talk is for you at 9 o'clock today. We have a dinner coming up. I keep saying this all the time. If you miss it, it's on you. It's not on me. It's on the 19th of December here in Lagos. The link to register is on my social media handle at Wemimo Sport on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'll see you in a bit after the break. We'll do this again tomorrow, I promise you. Okay, at 8 o'clock. See you. Don't go away, okay?
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Wow! I love the new Galaxy Flip. I've been thinking of getting it since it came out.
I want to buy the Galaxy A22, but I'm not sure if I've saved up enough.
The biggest sale of the year is happening in all Samsung retail stores nationwide.
Really?
Now is the time to enjoy amazing discounts and win loads of gifts on every phone you buy.
Yes!
You get a whopping discount when you buy the Galaxy A22, A12, A02 and Tab S7 devices. You get gifts worth up to 250,000 Naira when you buy the Galaxy Z Fold 3, Z Flip 3 or any of the S21 devices. It doesn't get better than the Black Friday deals at Samsung. Wait, wait, where are you going?
Worried.
Honey, I am so confused.